The fact is that Yemen hasn't changed. It's only gotten worse, and every day it gets grimmer and grimmer for the people of that country. The average citizen there struggles to survive, struggles to feed its family, struggles to get health services, struggles to get water. And that's why cholera is such a massive outbreak, 650,000 people affected and over 2,200 people dead. And that's happened in under 5 months. So that's the situation. That's a manifestation of total collapse of health, of water, of the economy, and people's ability to survive.
You're visiting the United Nations during one of the busiest periods, the general debate. What's the main objective of your visit?
I think there's sort of three parts to that. One is the fact that it's to get the actual topic of Yemen on in the conversations, be it on the famine as it was today or tomorrow, specifically on the general humanitarian situation. I think also to try and raise public awareness, because it's difficult to get media into Yemen. And I think the third part as well is to try and generate some momentum to bring about political change. Because right now the stalemate suits the status quo. The status quo only suits the suffering of the people. And we can't get political dialogue, and no political dialogue, then no end of the war.
While so many high-level officials from all over the world are here in the United Nations, did you have a chance to speak to representatives from Yemen's neighbours or any other stakeholders?
Yeah, we have spoken to some of the member states here, both the donors and member states who are involved in this crisis. And we've expressed to them the depth and magnitude of the suffering and how it's easy to turn off because it's man-made. I mean, this wasn't done by nature. This is done by people involved in this who want to create war and conflict to change something they don't like. And the bottom line is, at the end of the day, they're suffering. And those same people who are engaging and supporting or are actually part of the crisis can actually turn it off if they wish. But we have to get political will and political commitment, and that's something what we're here for right now, is to try and show the impact of and the consequences of that political action or those military actions.
What did you ask them for? What was your number one request from different parties?
Well, I mean, there are two things. One, there's the member states who provide money, so it's to provide more money. It's for member states who don't provide money to provide money, and there's a responsibility there. There's also the international humanitarian law aspect of it, where civilians and civilian infrastructure have borne the brunt, basically, of this conflict. And there's been a blatant disregard by member states and by parties to the conflict for their obligations and responsibilities under that. And then the basic thing is, just stop the war. Just stop it.
In addition to this, what would you like to say to Yemenis from here, from the United Nations? What did you say on their behalf, in addition of what you mentioned now?
I mean, basically, we're there to tell the story. We bear witness to the suffering they have there. We've got to transmit that back here and tell member states and people responsible, the belligerents, the parties to the conflict, those people supporting, those who can influence them, to tell them enough is enough. To say that, you know, the suffering should not be the DNA of the people in that country. And suffering they've had since the last 2.5 years. And it's beyond them. They can't turn it off. They can't stop the war. So we have to get that message out.
You've been living in Yemen for quite some time now. What would you like us to know about life in Yemen?
Well, I mean, for a Yemeni in Yemen, it's a very tough existence. Every day is a grind. You wake up, you don't know how you feed your family tomorrow. You don't know how you're going to pay for the rising price of fuel, for medicines, for food. One in four don't have any purchasing power. And so it's misery. I would not like my two daughters to grow up in that environment, because it's not nice, it's not effective, it will not go anywhere except in a very sad place.
Of course, you hear a lot of criticism from some people about that the UN is not doing enough, or the UN should do more. What would you like to say to them?
Well, I think there's two parts to the UN. There's a UN, the political part, which is actually trying to mediate among the parties. And given the complications and complexities, there's very little in the way of progress. In fact, there's no political progress. On the humanitarian front, we are reaching 7 million people with food assistance every month. We are reaching out to millions of people with water and sanitation. We've been able to stem the flow of the cholera. We've averted famine for the moment in the country. But those conditions prevail, and we'll have to keep that going. So we will tell the people of Yemen, the UN is with them on the humanitarian front, and hopefully a political solution will emerge from the work of the UN as well.